@VOI_official, and please make sure to stay tuned with us on our digital app at any digital available on iOS and also Android.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Indonesia will screen 4 films at this year's Venice International Film Festival, which will take place from August 27 to September 6 in Italy. The 4 Indonesian films are Sleep No More, directed by Edwin, Pangku, the first work of actor Reza Rahadian as a director, Levitating, directed by Cannes Film Festival Award-winning filmmaker Bregas Banuteja, and The Fox King, a collaborative work between Indonesian producer Yulia Evina Barra and Malaysian producer Edman Yeo. During a work visit to Merauke District, South Papua, on Monday, Deputy Minister of Home Affairs, Ripka Haluk, said that the province's development would support the achievement of the Golden Indonesia 2045 vision. Her working visit reflected the central government's commitment to accelerating the development of South Papua, a part of the new autonomous regions, to support the goal of Indonesia becoming an advanced country by 2045. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Berdebar melihat dia selangkah di depanmu. Jangan terdiam, jangan membisu, ungkapkan isi hatimu.
Betapa mata jelaskan ada getar hatinya. Takkan lama menunggu
semesta cinta. Senyuman disyaratkan, tak perlu ragu. Coba katakan, katakan, katakan dengan cinta.
Oh yeah,
oh, 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 oh.
Jantung berdebar melihat dia hangatnya menyapamu.
Mata,
hangat senyum bagi syarat.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kaki kecil berlari ke sana kemari sambil tertawa riang. Kedua tangannya diayun kiri kanan. Hari ini bahagia terbias di wajahnya. Kita buat hari ini penuh riang, berkumpul bersama teman dan bersenang-senang.
La 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 la
pemala awan di atas bintang-bintang di sarang. Semua bidadari turut bernyanyi.
Terbang bersama kupu-kupu
bermain pelangi bersama dewa-dewi.
Yeah.
listeners, today Music Corner presents a song by Han India. Han India Chitaningtyas, better known as Han India, is a talented young Indonesian singer born on February 21, 2001. She just released her latest work entitled Obade Untuk Ibu. This song tells the story of a child's love, sacrifice, and gratitude towards a mother who always struggles selflessly. In its lyrics, this song describes how a mother often hides her tiredness and anxiety for the sake of her children's future, as if everything was fine. According to Hanin, Obade for Mother is best listened to when longing for mother amid busyness, especially for those who are far from their mother. The song Obade for Mother involves a number of musicians in its production process. Aris Nur Iskandar and Tito P. Sonardi act as writers and songwriters, while the music arrangement is handled directly by Tito P. Sonardi. Listeners, this is Obade for Mother by Han India. Enjoy.
Malam semakin larut dan dingin, namun tak pernah membuatmu tertidur. Kulihat lelah di matamu, melukiskan lelah hatimu yang kau coba sembunyikan dariku. Tak lelah kau arungi dunia demi impian dan masa depanku. Coba kalahkan kegelisahanmu, seakan semua baik-baik saja. Ku panjatkan doaku, ibuku, panjang usiamu dan bersamaku selalu.
janji aku semakin susah hidupmu. Aku senang-senang menikmati hidupku. Kenapa kamu yang jadinya tersiksa, terganggu? Karena aku ngaku-ngakunya bahagia, tapi kenyataannya kamu susah, susah melihat, melihat kalau aku bahagia. Itu derita lo.
Trade Minister Budi Santoso has said that Asia and Saudi Arabia are still the top export destinations for Indonesian micro, small and medium enterprises, or MSMEs, given the significant presence of Indonesians in those regions. He expressed optimism that this year's national export growth target of 7.1% can be achieved through collaboration between the private sector, MSMEs, mentoring communities, local government, and central government institutions. Santoso also said that such cooperation could help improve the quality of products met by MSMEs so that they can compete in the global market. He also noted that the Trade Ministry is committed to involving MSMEs in monthly business matching sessions with international buyers. So, without being said, it's clear that our MSMEs is going international. So, the VOI listeners that is currently listening on your home and you're in Indonesia, make sure to support our local products by buying MSMEs. Now I'm going to play you a song from Lala Carmela called Matahari. Enjoy.
Bersama Stay digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Little waterfalls are located in Sragi, Sumber Arum Village, Songgon Sub-District, Banyuwangi, East Java. The waterfalls are part of protected forest. The waterfalls are famous for two stunning cliffs standing between the falls. The cliffs are made of huge stones. Surrounding the falls, there are other four waterfalls which are part of the Leader waterfalls. The best time to visit the waterfalls is in the morning, as you can witness the beauty of sunrise at the waterfalls. The panorama of the waterfalls is outstanding. In addition, the waterfalls have cozy ambience and cool temperature. It is one of the places that you should explore if you travel to Banyuwangi. You can take public transportation, motorbike, and car to get to the waterfalls. The destination takes 45 minutes from Banyuwangi. There is not any facility at the waterfalls due to its location at the protected forest. You can park your vehicles at the locals' housing, which is about 1 km from the waterfalls. The entrance ticket of the waterfalls is 3,000 rupiahs. Meanwhile, you have to pay 5,000 rupiahs for the parking ticket. If you are passionate about adventure, you must visit Leader Waterfalls in Banyuwangi. The falls are extremely challenging to visit because you need to conquer complicated fields such as pine forest, clover, and sugar plantation, as well as steep cliffs.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
In the beginning of 2025, a research team of Indonesian National Research and Innovation Agency discovered a new species of blind cavefish called Barbodes clapanunggalensis. This new species was discovered near industrial and residential areas, meaning an undiscovered species might be living around us. So, what can we do about it? Here is the opinion from a director of Secretariat of Scientific Authority for the Biodiversity at the National Research and Innovation Agency, Amir Hamidi.
The main role for protection of species is the people itself. So if the people around the area where the species occur notice and realize there is a species that living together with them, even species that has no name, and then this is very unique. For example, you think about the Barbodes new species from Clapanunggal. The species is endemic. They are in the subterranean area. They have evolved in the different way with other terrestrial species. And of course, regarding the change of the environment that support them is really, really fragile for them to survive. And this message needs to be delivered to the people around them. And for example, if you use the water and then the water can go down, if it is polluted, probably can be affected to the species under the subterranean area that living in that ecosystem. We have to know when species have been discovered, there are a lot of information need to be explored rather than finding new species. How they live there, the habitat, the reproductions, as well as the populations. So if all those information can be provided, then we know what is the advantage of species from the human beings. For example, Komodo dragon has been discovered in 1912. We don't know what the Komodo dragon has until in 2015 that the blood of Komodo dragon consists of some active material. So they have some material that really can be developed for material for antibacterial or antibiotic, something like that. So it has been almost 200 years after it has been discovered, or more than 100 years has been discovered. So yeah, it's finding new species is not simple. However, finding the utility of the new species is also need improvement from the perspective of science. So message from the people is protect them, protect the species around them, as well as telling them the existence of the species in the habitat is really needed, because there's a part of the ecosystem that has contribution to the stability of that ecosystem. Once the stability of the ecosystem disturbed, then human being can be affected. So this kind of the message need to be delivered to the people around the area where the species has been found.
You can listen to the whole context and conversation on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Masukan kurang, hidup tidak tenang.
Subidubidap, parap, parap. Subidubidap, parap, parap.
Di kantor banyak kerjaan, gak sempat liburan, terlambat gajian. Atau yang masih sekolah, pelajaran susah, otak pecah.
Jangan cemberut, cemberut, cemberut begitu. Merenggut, 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 nanti kau cepat keriput. Ayo senyum, senyum, senyum sedikit, sedikit senyum saja bisa mencerahkan harimu. Wow. Subidubidap, parap, parap. Subidubidap, parap.
Gagal di dalam bercinta, pasangan tak punya, begitu merana. Atau ditinggalkan pergi, tanpa basa-basi, bikin sakit hati.
Yeah. Jangan cemberut, cemberut, cemberut begitu, merenggut, 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 nanti kau cepat keriput. Ayo senyum, senyum, senyum sedikit, sedikit senyum saja bisa mencerahkan harimu.
Indonesia. After this, we'll be playing you a feature entitled Wala Topo Ende. What is Wala Topo Ende?
Many people may know Ende for Lake Kelimutu, the three-colored lake with breathtaking beauty. But few people know that Ende has hundreds of different cultures in every region. Therefore, we take you to a tradition village which is located 12 kilometers to the east from the city of Ende, namely Wala Topo Village, the city of Argos in Greek story. That's what people may cross through their mind when setting foot in the village and seeing it from the height of about 800 meters above sea level. We are getting amazed after 30 minutes of driving from the city center of Ende. Passing through semi-hot mix road along the coast of Nanganesa with waves and sparkling black sand which have particular charm. Precisely in front of Wala Topo Church, which stands steadily, we begin our journey to the center of traditional kampong. We trace rising path and pass through village, meeting people with friendliness. They do not hesitate to smile at us while doing their activities. Children are playing and running around, enjoying beautiful moments. Before arriving in the center of traditional kampong, we should meet Bernardus Dei to ask permission. He is Mosalaki or custom leaders in Wala Topo Village. He is precisely called Mosalaki Dikasawu, who plays a key role in every traditional processions in the village. The middle-aged man guides us to Nuapu'u or the origin kampung, where Sawu Ria or big houses are situated. There are two Sawu Ria in the village, namely Sawu Atalaki and Sawu Sue. They are wooden stilt house with rumbia as the roof, with steady rocks arrangement which have existed since the first generation to the seventh.
Rumah ini sudah lapisan ketujuh.
This house is already for the seventh generation. It was not noted yet. This house is symbolic, related to the territory rights of custom law people. It symbolizes working together and unity. This house was built with a ritual ceremony.
Every house is inhabited by two tribes. Each tribe only has three heads of families, which means every Sawu Ria is inhabited by six heads of families. Now we take you to enter Sawu Atalaki to explore parts of the house. Sawu Atalaki has two sides, the left and the right side. Every wooden building side, which is inhabited by two tribes, have three rooms, with each name and function. They are Wajah Bu'u Ria, Wajah Lulu, and Wajah Tenda.
Di dalamnya ada tiga bagian. Yang pertama bagian Buria, setelah Buria Wajah Lulu, yang kedua Wajah Tenda.
There are parts inside the house. They are Wajah Buria, Wajah Lulu, and Wajah Tenda. The first one is inhabited by the first child because Bu itself means the oldest. Then there is a place to keep the ancestors' heritage objects. There is also a place for Mosalaki to discuss. In front of the house, there is a place for musyawara or deliberation and traditional ritual. After that, there are bedroom and kitchen. The position is the same both in the left and the right side.
Begitu pula sebelah kiri dan kanan, sama, sama semua posisinya, seperti hitungannya.
To build and renovate the traditional house, it takes months and even years through various traditional ceremonies which need high costs, at least 2 billion rupiah. That was the total amount revealed by Bernardus Dei. Although most of Wala Topo villagers are plantation farmers, they are willing to pay big amount of fund for traditional affairs. Moreover, their relatives who have been wandering are willing to do that. In 2005, Sao Atalaki was renovated, starting from the making of temporary gubuk or hut to the process of rope yarn spinning, which was arranged with traditional ceremony. The spun rope yarn was used to pull pegs of wood called Tai Telu Lolu. Then people break down the house and held a traditional ceremony to move their heritage objects to a temporary hut, which was built before the ceremony. After it was all done, a ceremony called Lea Lako to prevent bad luck during the construction process of the traditional house was held.
Upacara Lea Lako itu di mana para tukang dengan
Lea Lako ceremony is when construction workers clear location both in kampung and in the forest. They should give food in four directions to stay away from bad luck and obstacles. They give a ring to the ruler of the forest before cutting the woods. An animal is given a sacrificed animal. Once it arrives in the last phase of construction, offering is put again to show thanks and gratitude to the ruler of the forest.
After all construction materials are complete, the people do Tenda Sao ceremony. The all-night-long ceremony featured Tandak and Gawi dance. In the morning, people go back to work to put Leke Pera, house pole with offerings. People say that it has a magical power and it functions as supporting poles for other poles. It is the main pole which will hold back any kinds of disaster. It is in the right side of the house. This process is done for 4 years. There are special days in the process of traditional house construction, where all villagers are prohibited to do any activities, including waving or doing house chores. The days are considered as purification to make the traditional house sacred.
Telah melakukan pemasangan lekepera, dilanjutkan pemasangan untuk balok untuk buat tenda rumah.
After putting leke pera, putting blocks for the pole is done in 4 days. After that, there are 4 days of purification in which the house owner, construction workers, and all villagers are prohibited to do any activities. The house is fenced with leaves to make it sacred. Within 4 days, activities like weaving and constructing are stopped. They cannot touch the house either. The 4 days off are special for this house purification. After that, the construction begins again in a ceremony.
Although the traditional house is constructed, the people cannot immediately live in the house. There are more series of traditional ceremonies. Before the launching ceremony, in the dusk, precisely at 6, custom leaders does bad luck prevention process again by giving offerings in 4 directions to repel bad spirit in the village, forests, and in the sky. In the evening, the ceremonies of Gola Nio, Poke Muku, and Gawi Kea are held in Keda Kanga, which is participated by regional government officials and all Mosalaki in Wolotopo village. Keda Kanga is a place where their ancestor did worship with one stone monument named Musumasi. This monument is the center of all spiritual power in Wolotopo village. Besides, there are stone graves which have existed for hundreds of years in Keda Kanga. The graves will be used as the last eternal resting place for Mosalaki.
Keda Kanga, rumah tempat pemuja berhala oleh seluruh para Mosalaki.
Keda Kanga is a place where Mosalaki worship the adults. The graves have levels. The central circle has a stone monument called Musumase as the center of spiritual power. The stone is worshipped as an idol. People put offering in the upper part to symbolize the sky and in the lower part to symbolize the earth. The stone monument is buried by Mosalaki in a kampung center called Puse Nua in Leo language.
In the end of the series of ceremonies, all people and Mosalaki do Tandak and Gawi dance, accompanied with Go Lamba traditional music, to show gratitude for the smooth construction of Saoria. That's the culture and tradition in Wolotopo traditional village, a traditional village with hundreds of ceremonies which are still maintained. A village with megalithic site which is still preserved until today. Hopefully, this information can broaden your insight about the cultural diversity in Ende, Flores, East Nusa Tenggara, Indonesia.
Here's quote of the day. Evil wins when good people do nothing, said General Sudirman. General Sudirman is a national hero and the first commander of the National Army. He never gave up and was always ready to sacrifice himself. He was courageous, had great discipline, always fought for the right thing, and was a great model. General Sudirman is known as a very responsible leader.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
I want you to know that I need you.
Can't you feel my heart beat,
you to know that I love you.
Ooh, can you feel my heartbeat, baby?
I want you to know that I love you.
Can you feel my heartbeat, baby?
Can you feel my heartbeat? Can you feel it, baby? I want you to know that I love you.
This traditional snack will definitely blow your mind. Burayot. The name itself comes from a Sundanese word, ngaburayot, which means hanging, because the snack is really hung during the cooking process. Made from rice flour, palm sugar, and water. These ingredients are mixed until they become a dough. The dough was shaped into a small ball. Then, they were flattened and fried in very hot oil. This process makes the flattened dough rises and become a hollow ball that floating on the oil. Quickly, take the hollow ball and hang it on a wooden stick. Then, it becomes the burayot, slightly sweet, with a little bit of crunch and chewy texture. This is gonna be the best companion for your tea or coffee.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Apakah mungkin aku ini sudah gila? Belum bertemu tapi sudah jatuh cinta. Saat tak sengaja melihatku di sampul majalah yang tak pernah terfikirkan untuk kubaca.
Tapi itulah cara cinta bekerja. Tanpa permisi dia datang tiba-tiba. Lalu kuputuskan untuk mencari tahu siapa dirimu. Dan masih mungkinkah aku
tak cuma memiliki hatimu.
Majalah itu juga jadi gadis yang kan temani hari-hariku. Dan ku ingin cintanya menjadi sampul di hatiku, yang terdepan harus selalu menjadi nomor satu.
Tapi siapakah diriku ini, yang kata orang tak rupawan begini. Tak bisa asik bergaya dengan segala macam cara yang ada di anak muda masa kini.
Tapi apa salahnya punya hayalan, harapan atau sekedar angan-angan. Lalu kuputuskan untuk mencari tahu siapa dirimu. Dan masih mungkinkah aku
itu juga jadi gadis yang kan temani hari-hariku. Dan ku ingin cintanya menjadi sampul di hatiku, yang terdepan harus selalu menjadi nomor satu.
Sambung majalah itu juga jadi gadis yang menemani hariku. Ku ingin cintanya jadi sambung hatiku, yang terdepannya selalu jadi nomor satu. Ku ingin gadis yang sambung majalah itu juga jadi gadis yang kan temani hariku. Ku ingin cintanya jadi sambung hatiku, yang terdepannya selalu jadi nomor satu.
Hari-hariku, dan ku ingin
wajib foto makanan khas dari mereka. Ya, terbuat dari
Majekotu is a typical snack of Nrekang, made from sticky rice, grated coconut, and brown sugar. The white sticky rice is steamed until it's cooked, then placed into a container and mixed with some brown sugar.
Agar aku bisa